turning the ground an evil, squelchy blackness from blood. Spider's limbs fell in that time, but nothing could prepare the knights for what would come next. As Rex sliced off the spider's jaws, a great moan cut through the air, shocking the knights and putting the spiders into silence. The giant spider king, Dreadmask, was there. The knights knew they couldn't win this time, as the giant spider used all of its immense agility to swing from tree to tree on a web made of human guts. Just then, luckily for the knights, but not for the spiders, four dragons flew down from the clouds to help the knights. They soared down, their huge wings cutting through the air like a fighter jet. They jetted down huge blasts of fire, of ice, fire, gas, and lightning onto the evil spiders. They came down and picked up the knights to save them from their spidery fate. The black one that shot bolts of lightning picked up Rex. The red one that breathed fire picked up Cyrus. The white one that shot ice picked up Raph. And the green one that breathed gas picked up Ortsy. A few minutes later, they were flying high above the burning forest on the backs of their dragons. The knights all knew Meguni, the dragon language, fluently, and it only took them a little bit of time to learn the dragon's names. The black one's name was Char-Sim. The green one's name was Grimmit. The red one's name was Ordwire. And the white one's name is Zilzras. Now that they had dragon steeds, the knights knew that they would be at the evil dragon's lair in hardly any time. They clambered inside their horses' saddle bags, which they had strapped to their dragons' backs, and went to sleep. When the knights woke up in the morning, they found themselves at the bottom of the fiery mountain. The knights looked round, and the first thing they saw was a giant metal door into the mountain, which the dragons were standing on their hind legs to push it open. Rex was the first to stand up. "Hey, guys," he called. "We should go and help the dragons to push open the doors." He ran over to the huge steel way blockers. Within just an hour, the dragons and the knights had gotten the door open, and they started to walk into the evil-looking cavern. Along the walls, there were dim torches burning a dark purple flame, dimly illuminating the statues of demons and gargoyles carved crudely into the walls, seemingly by a giant. At the end of the long corridor, they came to another set of doors and pushed them open. Coming into Tavig's throne room. When they entered, Tavig was eating a roasted giant's leg. That was good. They had a distraction. Raph looked around the other end of the room. Raph looked at the other end of the room. He saw the sword. They told their dragons to keep watch while they went to grab it. The knight snuck into the room, making hardly any sound at all. But just as Cyrus was about to grab the sword, the evil dragon boomed, "Who goes there?" Then he stomped his foot on the ground, collapsing a lot of floor into lava beneath and making escape edges dangerous, narrow and dangerous. The dragon looked around, using his telescopic eyes to see the smallest little thing. Eventually he spotted the knights. "Those rocks weren't there before." He roared. "We're spotted," whispered Ortsy from under his cape. "Take flight." Cyrus grabbed the sword and instantly all the knights jumped off the narrow ledge. If it wasn't for their capes, they would have plummeted to their deaths in the masses of boiling hot lava beneath. But instead they glided along as if they were light as a feather. But unfortunately, their capes could not hold them forever, and Raph soon began to fall. But just as he was about to touch the lava, his dragon swooped under him and carried him away from the flames. As they soared skyward, Raph saw his fellow knights in battle with Tavig. Their dragons ducked and soared, fighting with the evil basilisk. The knights fired their crossbows at the dragon's eyes with super marksman skill. But that didn't stop Tavig from striking Grimmett with one fiery blast. The dead dragon started barrel rolling towards the ground, trailing smoke with Ortsy still on its back. Zilzross swooped down as well to try and save Ortsy, but he was a moment too late. The dragon splashed into the lava, with the poor screaming Ortsy still on its back, and injuring Zilzross with wing holes. This caused the ice dragon to pause in the air and fall into lava as well. But the luckier Raph managed to save himself by jumping off the dragon and using his cape to glide to the wall of the volcano and climb up. But doing this made him slower, and Tavig turned on his side, scooped up Raph, then devoured him. Now there were only two knights left, Rex and Seyrus. They were being overpowered by the evil dragon. Just then, Seyrus had an idea. One of us needs to distract him, he called to Rex when they were out of the dragon's earshot. Then the other needs to make a killing blow. Okay, called back Rex. The plan was in action. While Tavig had his head turned away, Rex's dragon, Charzim, jetted into the shadows where he was nearly imperceptible. But just then, a terrible thing happened. While Tavig had been chasing Seyrus, he had fired a shot at Ordwire and made him weak. The dragon could still fly, but the weight of Seyrus weighed him down and he could not. Thinking quickly, Seyrus lifted his golden visor and said to the dragon, "Escape now. Leave me here. If one of us dies, we shall both die." He leapt off his dragon's back and parachuted / glided to the wall, then began to make the 100-meter-long run to the exit, using all the power of the golden leg plates could give him. But Tavig was just too fast. He drew back loads of power in his chest for a mega power blast of Inferno. And just as he was about to fire, Rex swooped in and drove his sword into the dragon's neck. Black blood, black guts, black organs, and bits of little random black stuff sprayed everywhere. But unfortunately, he also fired off the bolt that was meant to hit Seyrus. And although it went a bit wide, it hit the floor beneath what Seyrus was running on. The small bit of walkway began to fall into the lava, taking Seyrus with it. He couldn't glide this time, though, because he hadn't jumped off something beforehand. "Seyrus!" cried Rex. "No!" Rex commanded Charzim to fly after Seyrus, but it was hopeless. Seyrus was too close to the lava to save him. But with a burst of strength, Seyrus threw his grappling hook, which the dragon caught, and they began flying away from the cave. 2 days later, it was the homecoming returnal of the knights, and even after having a run-in with some trolls and the Goblin King, they had made it back. "And now," said the king, "I reward Rex with being the bravest knight in the kingdom. Ta-da!" The End by Dan Southworth.